Well, good morning, Star Church family. It is Easter Sunday, 2021, and I'm here with my good buddy Rafi, the technology wizard of all wizards, and he has got us set up here. We are in my neighborhood. Again, this is one of my favorite spots out here in my neighborhood, and we were here last year, and it's just a gorgeous spot where the sun pops up over the old reservoir, over the golf course, and it's just a beautiful spot. And I have spent a lot of time here over the years reflecting and speaking to God and praying. And this is also a stop on our walks that me and Ariane take together out here. And it's just a wonderful place where I feel connected to God through nature and through His beauty. And I think sunrise service has always been a special time for us. And if you've ever gone to a sunrise service in person, it's just kind of an amazing event where you feel like you are connected through time and through the passages of history and through faith, where you get almost a little bit more of a connection to the disciples and to His followers. And you get almost a more truer sense of what was going on in the garden that day. And we just are thankful that you're with us this morning. Hopefully next year we can get back in person and we can get the guys to cook us some eggs and biscuits and all that stuff, and we can get back to normal. And I can't eat the bacon, but hopefully all you guys will get to eat a bunch of bacon and we can get back to normal and have the sunrise services that we've had in years past. But this morning, we're thankful that you're joining us through the live stream and you're connected to us in spirit. And I hope that I dressed in all black on purpose so that I would not be the center of the event here this morning. I want the scenery behind me to be the center of the event, the sun rising. And this morning, it's spelled S-O-N-R-I-S-E. It's the sunrise of Jesus Christ. This is the day that we celebrate the resurrection of the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. And before I go to you in word, let's connect here in prayer. Dear God, we come to you now, and we are just so thankful for Easter Sunday. This separates us from all other religions on earth, dear Lord, because we celebrate and we worship in all of our faith, all of our stand on a risen Savior. The tomb is empty this morning, dear God, and we are thankful for that. And we know that you are seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven, and we patiently await your return so that we can be taken with you back into New Jerusalem, where we will live forever with all of our family, all of our friends, and with you and God the Father. And we are just so thankful this morning as we reflect on your sacrifice at Calvary. We reflect on the atonement that we receive from that sacrifice. We reflect on the salvation that we receive. And dear Lord, it is all made possible and it is stamped with the approval of God the Father because of the resurrection. And that is what we're celebrating here this morning. And we just ask that you just allow us to come together in the proper form and in the proper way, united in one true spirit, one true baptism, one true salvation, one true resurrection, and that is Jesus Christ, which we base all things on. And we glorify His name, Jesus Christ, in prayer. Amen. Amen. This morning, I want to concentrate, of course, on the tomb scene. And it is that first Easter morning. I'm going to be out of Luke 24. And the scriptures tell us now, on the first day of the week, so it's Sunday morning, very early in the morning, almost as early as me and Rafi got up this morning. And it says that they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. They were coming to anoint the body of Jesus Christ. They walked to the tomb, and they were prepared to find Jesus Christ lying in the tomb. That's a very important point that we need to make here, is that these women, as faithful as they were, and they were showing up here to with spices that they had prepared over the Sabbath weekend, and they were coming, and they were 100% certain that they would find the body of Jesus Christ lying in the tomb. But when they walked up, they found that the stone had been rolled away from the tomb. They went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, they could not figure out why the body of Jesus Christ was gone. It says that, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And then, as they were afraid and in fear, they bowed their faces to the earth, and they said to them, the men said to the women, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. And I want to concentrate this morning on that phrase and on that one statement and that question. And it is a question that I hope pierces our hearts and our souls this morning. And it is a very deep question, and it is a life-changing question. And it is the question that the men asked them, why do you seek the living among the dead? And as we come together in spirit and through technology this morning, we are coming together again to celebrate Jesus Christ. And I know that we as believers, we come together on Easter with the understanding that Jesus has risen from the dead. Jesus was resurrected on that first Easter morning. And we have known that, and we've studied that all of our lives. And if you grew up in church, you know, you were taught that, and you know that, and we sing the songs, Up from the Grave He Arose, and all those songs about the celebration and the understanding that Jesus arose from the dead and he was resurrected. But here's the question that we really, truly need to ponder this morning as Christians. Are we seeking the living Jesus Christ among the dead? And here's what I mean by that, is that sometimes when life starts to fall apart, we don't go to the true source of knowledge. We don't go to Jesus Christ, the living, risen Savior who has defeated all the problems of this earth. We don't go to him. And when the things of this world seem to pile up on us, and the defeats of this world seem to come one after the other, and our hearts seem to be broken, and our spirits seem to be low, do we truly seek the victory that comes from the risen Savior? And I think so many times we walk over into the valley and we're looking at a bunch of dead, dry bones, and we're expecting to find life there. And the only way that we ever find life among the dead bones is when the Spirit of the Lord, Jesus Christ, the risen Savior, comes into those things. And I think that a lot of times the reason why we fail in this world is because we unfortunately, like these women, you know, we are seeking the living among the dead. So I just want to encourage you this morning. I just want you to truly understand that sometimes not willingly or maybe not even knowingly and not on purpose, but in our own faulty ways and the ways of the earth and when we rely on our own understanding and we try to change things through our own might and through our own determination. And a lot of times it's because we want things to go the way that we want them to go. We kind of resist the path that Jesus is taking us through, and that is because we don't understand his ways. One time I was told that we see the puzzle piece by piece, but Jesus Christ sees the puzzle as a whole. And sometimes we resist his leading ways, and we resist his knowledge, and we resist his advice, and we resist his nudging because we don't understand at the time what he's trying to accomplish through us. And so many times we end up failing. We end up in a bad spot because we have resisted the living Jesus Christ, and we have chosen a path amongst the graveyard. You know, there's an old saying, you know, whistling past the graveyard. And that is a saying where you try to put a good spin on a bad thing. And so many times in our lives, I feel like we are whistling past the graveyard when we have the risen Savior, you know, right there ready to help us and to lead us and to guide us and to direct us. And I just want you to know that this world has been changed. And because of this morning, death has been transformed to life. There is no more death for the Christian. We die into this world and then we enter into heaven in the blink of an eye. Death has been transformed into life. And in fact, Jesus says that he is the resurrection. He is the life. He is the truth. He is the way to the Father. No one gets to the Father except through him. And because of Jesus Christ, death has been transformed into life. And then we also know that because of Jesus Christ, the cross has been transformed into resurrection. So what was a tool of death, of cruelty, of great harm and of great pain and suffering and anguish, that has been transformed into resurrection, into victory, into new life. And that should be a statement to each and every one of us, at almost like a DNA spot in our body, that deep, because the things of this world are cruel, and there's too many ways to hurt people, and there's too many ways for us to get hurt. And what is being proven on Easter Sunday in each and every day after that Jesus has arisen is that the things of this world that are cruel, the things of this world that are meant to hurt us, he has transformed that into victory and into life, into resurrection. So Corinthians says, and if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty. Our faith is also empty. For the dead did not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. But it says that Christ has risen. There is no sting. There is no victory of the grave. Christ has risen. He has transformed all the cruel things of this world into resurrection. And also we know that he has transformed trouble into peace. This world is full of trouble, and you don't have to even go looking for it. It will find you faster than you can blink an eye. And because of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, he has transformed the trouble of this world into peace. And we know that true peace is found through Jesus Christ. In fact, the promise is, let not your hearts be troubled, because if you believe in me, you believe in God, and you believe also in me. For in my house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, and I go to prepare a place for each and every one of you. And if I go, then the promise is, I will come back to take you with me to live with forever. So we can have true peace because we have defeated death, and all the cruel things of this world have been transformed because of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. And then here's the other thing is that, and my final point here is that, because of the resurrection, because of Jesus Christ, condemnation has now been turned to grace. The condemnation that we were born under, the curse of sin, the curse of Adam, has been resolved by the perfect Adam, the new Adam, Jesus Christ. And there is no longer condemnation for those of us who believe in Jesus Christ and who put our trust into Jesus Christ and who accept his sacrifice. And I just want to give you a couple of warnings here, okay? Because it's so easy for us to fall back into the trap. After Easter, after a couple of weeks, it's so easy for us to fall back into the trap, to where we're still looking for the living among the dead. In fact, in this story, when the women go back and they report to the disciples that Jesus Christ's body is not there, and the men, these two men in shining clothing, have told them, you know, he's gone. He did what he said he was going to do. He is resurrected. He is not here. He is risen. Don't seek the dead among, or the living among the dead. And in fact, here is Peter, a great follower of Jesus Christ, who has dedicated his life to following Jesus Christ. What is his first instinct to do? He runs to the graveyard. He's seeking the living among the dead. Right after the women have explained to them, don't seek the living among the dead. He's not here. He is risen. And Peter's first human instinct is to run to the graveyard. And I think that happens to us too many times, is even after knowing it all and after living it all, we still want to go back and seek the living among the dead. And even in common conversation in everyday life, when we see the two disciples walking to the road to Emmaus and Jesus Christ joins them, they get caught up in all that is going on and all that has happened, and they are talking to the risen Savior. He's walking with them, and they don't realize it because they have been caught up in what is going on, and they are caught up in the current events. They're caught up in the daily activities and all the news and all the gossip. So just two points of warning there is that even though we understand our natural inclination is to still run to the cemetery to find Jesus Christ, to find the living among the dead. And sometimes we get so busy and caught up in life, we don't even realize that Jesus Christ is with us. It's Easter morning. It's a beautiful morning. The sun is starting to rise. Isn't that a beautiful sight? I get to stand here for an hour or so just looking at that, just feeling the presence of God and just knowing that he died for even for me. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for Jesus Christ. And I know you are too. And be in prayer for our 10 o'clock service. And I'm just so thankful for the resurrection and for the ability to overcome death and all the horrible things that go on in this world. And I'm going to bring Raffi over, and he's going to bless us with a song here this morning.
Thank you, Aaron, for that very timely and joyful message. This really is a beautiful sunset. I was telling Aaron, the only time I've ever really seen the sunset was when I woke up early and I saw it from my bedroom window. It really is such a great reminder of what the promise that we have in Christ, that, you know, he fulfilled his promise in rising from the dead, and we can only be grateful for that. When I was talking with David about arranging Maundy Thursday's sermon or service, We were tossing different songs back at each other, and he said, "You should do Were You There, since you're going to be there for the sunrise service." And I said, "You know, I think that's a pretty good idea." So I have one of the things that I got from my father is I have a loud singing voice. So hopefully, all of El Dorado will hear, huh? Yeah, we'll wake the neighbors up with the joy that Christ has risen. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there they crucified my Lord? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they raised him from the tomb?
I totally meant they laid him, but then they raised him.
Were you there when God raised him from the tomb? Were you there when God raised him from the tomb? Sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when God raised him from the tomb?
Amen. Let's close this time in prayer. O Lord, our God and our gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you so much for the resurrection, Father. Without it, we are deep in sin. We are wicked. We are lowly before you, Father. But you have raised your Son from the dead. You have accepted the perfect sacrifice in all that he did for us, in his coming to earth, in his death, and in his final resurrection and his ascension to glory, Father. We are so thankful for everything that you have done for us and for all that you are to us. And we pray, Father, that you would keep this day so that we may remember you and only remember you for what you've done for us. We don't deserve it, Father, but you gave it to us as a free gift, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Real quick, what a wonderful voice. What a wonderful voice. And thank you for joining us, and we love you. We'll see you at 10 o'clock a.m. Thanks for coming and helping me, bud.
Of course.
All right. We love you guys.